I've had experience with depression and anxiety over the past couple of years, and I was very low at various points, but I was very privileged in the care that I got from some really good people. And as a result of that, I spoke to a few people locally, and I spoke to the HSE about maybe running an event in Donegal this year. So I spoke to them in January, and the event has kind of gathered pace into the program that it is now. The program, the full program event, is available on connectmentalhealth.ie. But basically, over the 3 days, there'll be school workshops on the 8th and 9th in the secondary schools in the area. There's going to be free film screenings. There's a business workshop. There's a 5K fun run and a walk and talk. And there's free community workshops. It's basically a free community conference taking place on the Saturday the 10th. And the reason why we did it at that time of year is because Saturday the 10th of October is actually World Mental Health Day.
Now, very often we see doctors, professionals, politicians, academics make statements about mental health, tell us about the importance of mental health, but there is something about personal experience and the experience of people's peers that makes them take notice perhaps more than they'll take notice of any expert. Has that been your experience, particularly since you began speaking yourself?
It has, actually, and I suppose I've only felt comfortable speaking about my own mental health probably over the past year. I suppose I'm only in a position now because of the care I've got. I got care from great people, but I still have to practice to be mindful of my mental health every single day, and I do things to help me along the way. But basically, even since I spoke publicly, I spoke at the launch of the Donegal Suicide Prevention Strategy, which is called Connecting for Life Donegal. I spoke at that in earlier this year in July time. And at the response from me speaking on that, and I spoke on radio, and my story was featured in some news articles as well, I actually got a lot of people contacting me through the likes of Facebook, and even in person just contacting me going, I've had similar experiences, or, you know, my family member has, I know exactly what you're talking about. So I think there's definitely a desire in the community at large, to actually speak about this. So I hope that this event and my own experiences, speaking about my own experiences, will encourage people to be more open about their mental health, to come along to these workshops, and to be able to learn the skills to help themselves or a friend or a family member if they're in distress.